should The Rock sit at the head of the table?
Don't believe in booking for the IWC. I just don't. I don't believe in booking for social media. It's all about the fans. It's all about the people who are paying. Ladies and gentlemen.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I promise you, I'm not trying to be cocky or arrogant about things. As somebody who has attended shows since 2004, somebody who's spent money to be one of the asses in the seats, I always look at things like, what is the paying audience looking for? There's a lot of people out there today who are upset because they feel that Cody's not going to finish the story. Now, as somebody who was there the night he returned, it was an epic moment. It felt bigger than, I should say, Cody felt bigger when he returned than when he left. You know, this might actually go public for public consumption. So let me introduce myself. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to an episode of Brian H. Waters Thoughts. This is usually meant for Patreon, but I'm going to upload this to all the podcast platforms. I think this should be, you know, available. We're going to start off free with some free content starting off the year. Just decide that in the middle of my sentence. Now, here's the thing. Cody Rhodes is there every week. He's made his return. He wants to finish the story. We know that. We've been hearing this since he made his return the night after in Dallas when he addressed the WWE Universe for the very first time. Now, unfortunately, Cody got hurt and made his triumphant return at the Royal Rumble. I personally, watching how the internet works, felt that if Cody didn't finish the story, I mean, by the time we got to the Royal Rumble, Cody would have got stale. Now, here's where he's proved me wrong, possibly. He's found a way to maintain positive momentum heading into this year's WrestleMania season. A lot of people tend to fall off, take a few steps back, therefore needing a character change, whether it's turning heel or turning babyface, after losing a championship match at WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes didn't. However, when you have The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, at your fingertips, there is absolutely no way, and I mean no way, you let this fall by the wayside. Now, there are people online saying the match should happen at the Elimination Chamber. Yes, the Elimination Chamber. The pay-per-view in between the road to WrestleMania. Now, when you go back in history, you know that it's WrestleMania, Survivor Series, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, or maybe Royal Rumble, SummerSlam. That is your classic four pay-per-views. At one point, King of the Ring, before they removed it, was a part of the Classic Five. They used to sell these in DVDs. I grew up in the time in 93 when you only had five pay-per-views a year. These four are still prestigious. Now, WWE in this new regime have found a way to make the B-level pay-per-views, Money in the Bank, Elimination Chamber, a big deal by taking them internationally. When you do that, And even the Saudi Arabia shows, right? Crown Jewel, Night of Champions. When you do this, it's a big deal, but it's still not your big four. There's no reason to have The Rock, one of your top 10 biggest superstars ever, taking on Roman Reigns, who will go down as one of your top 10 biggest superstars ever, guaranteed, face off at Elimination Chamber. Now, here's another thing. We know Cody Rhodes is a big star now. At the present moment, we do not know he will be a top 10 greatest superstar ever. Just rambling off names, right? Just rambling off names. If you say, who's your top 10 greatest WWE superstars ever? You're going to say Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan, Bruno Sammartino, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Bret Hart, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, right? I'm at 7. The Rock, I'm at 8. You got 2 more spaces, right? John Cena, Roman Reigns. I would be interested in somebody taking out any of those names and inserting another name. You can make the argument that Bruno's still holding on just because of the length of the title reign. Now, the next generation probably won't include him because, you know, time moves old. I don't see Cody Rhodes overtaking any of those names right now, not even Roman Reigns. So my point is this. If you have an opportunity for The Rock and Roman Reigns, you go ahead, you pull the trigger, and you do it at WrestleMania. It's 2024. I'm not going to argue this point even further. I know there's a lot of people out there who don't like it. And I will say this, with all due respect, most of the people yelling are the ones who sit behind the keyboard, right? They're not the ones that you see at the shows feeling the electricity, the ones buying the merchandise. No, they're behind the keyboard, yelling, belly aching, and crying. Now, you do have some paying customers who root for Cody Rhodes. I'm not saying that's not happening. But when you think about what The Rock means to society and pop culture, think about CNN, ESPN, Fox Sports, Entertainment Tonight, People Magazine writing this headline. Dwayne The Rock Johnson challenges Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal Undisputed Championship in his final match. Or Dwayne The Rock Johnson challenges Roman Reigns, his cousin, for the richest prize in WWE at WWE's biggest event. That's the only way it makes sense. It makes so much sense. It makes so much dollars, folks. Now, I'm going to do a couple shows this week, but I'm not going to argue, because everybody should have listened to this. I understand people want Cody Rhodes to finish the story. But did anybody ever think, unkayfabe, that Cody's a wrestling fan and maybe Cody wants to see Roman Rock? Now, of course, he's a businessman. You want to be on the highest ticket, because guess what? All the money goes up. Were there people complaining backstage when Stone Cold Steve Austin main evented with Kevin Owens at WrestleMania 38, night one? Maybe, but there were a lot who wasn't. Case in point, let me take you behind the curtain. The interview that Cody Rhodes did with David Shoemaker immediately after his return to WWE, I produced for The Ringer. When I produced it, I had to hurry up, edit the interview, and get back out to the floor. I did it. After that, as I was walking through the tunnel, because it was backstage. After that, I walked past names such as Rhea Ripley, Bayley, the Street Profits, Bianca Belair, Trish Stratus. I walked past these people. Guess what? They were headed to the same place I was, the stadium outside, so they could feel the electricity and the atmosphere of one Stone Cold Steve Austin. I could see that happening again. So, trust me when I tell you, The Rock versus Roman Reigns in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at Lincoln Financial Field for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship, it's best for business. There was nothing like the moment when I heard The Rock say,
"Should The Rock sit at the head of the table?"